Page 26. A Place for the Winter. Based on a story by O. Henry.
Soapy sat on a park bench in New York. He watched the birds flying south and the people wearing jackets, and he knew it was time to find a place for the winter. Soapy didn't want much. He would be happy with a warm room, food, and some friendly people. He decided to do what he did every year, spend the winter in prison. There was only one problem. First, he had to get into trouble. There were many ways to do this. Soapy's first idea was to throw a stone at a shop window. Soapy found a good-sized stone and threw it at the window. It broke. He waited for the police to arrive and arrest him. When they came, Soapy was standing in front of the broken window. "Who did this?" asked the policeman. Soapy stepped forward. But the policeman didn't believe Soapy had broken the window. If a person broke a window, he would run away. He wouldn't wait for the police to come. Then Soapy thought of another way to get arrested. He went to a restaurant and ate a big meal. Then he told the waiter he had no money and to call the police. Instead, the waiter kicked Soapy out of the restaurant. Once again, Soapy did not succeed. Soapy was beginning to worry. Just then, he saw a policeman standing in front of an apartment building. Soapy began to sing and dance. He was sure the policeman would arrest him for making so much noise. No such luck. The policeman just said, "It's a holiday. We've been told to leave people alone and let them have fun." Soapy was feeling unlucky. Then he saw a man buying a newspaper. He had a beautiful silk umbrella. The man put the umbrella down as he bought his newspaper. Soapy grabbed the umbrella and ran. "My umbrella!" the man shouted. "Oh, is it?" said Soapy. "Why don't you call a policeman?" "I'm sorry," said the man. "I picked up this umbrella at a restaurant." "If it's your umbrella, please take it." Soapy started walking back to his park bench with the umbrella. He was standing on the corner outside a big house when he heard music. Inside the house, somebody was playing the piano. It was music from a song his mother used to sing when he was a child. Soapy remembered those happy days when he was a child and he had a normal life with a home and a family. Then he thought of his sad life living on the streets. Suddenly, Soapy decided he would change his life. He didn't have to sleep on park benches and dream of a winter in prison. The next day, he would get a job. He would be somebody. He would. And then, Soapy looked up. He saw the angry face of a policeman. "What are you doing here?" said the policeman. "Nothing," said Soapy. "Come with me," said the policeman. "You are under arrest. Vagrancy is a crime. You can't just hang around and live on the streets." 3 months in prison," said the judge in court the next morning.